Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about unlimited access. And I actually was torn because I didn't know whether I wanted to name this unlimited access or no restrictions. But we're coming from the book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. So grab your journals. So you guys know I've basically been on sabbatical. Like I ain't creating no content. I'm just watching sermons every day, resting, preparing for the new year for real. And this morning when I woke up, literally when I opened my eyes, God began to speak to me about unlimited access. And what he was dropping in my spirit is that a lot of times we forget that when it comes to God and what God can do in our lives, there's no restrictions. And there's also no limits to the access that we have of him. See, God sits high and looks low. And I feel like being that we live on this earth, and in this earth, there's rules, there's regulations, there's certain things that we have access to and certain things that you have to earn access to, or you have to get promoted to this job or have a certain credit score to go in that lounge. There's different restrictions that we are used to having here on earth. So with us living on this earth and experiencing different restrictions and experiencing limited access to certain things, sometimes we associate that to our relationship with God. So this morning when I woke up and God was speaking to me about unlimited access, what he was telling me and reminding me of is the fact that when it comes to what he can do and who he is, there is no limits. There is no restrictions. It does not matter what the world would say you need to get this specific job or get this specific house or get this specific opportunity. When it comes to God, there's no restrictions. There's no limits on what he can do because he's a limitless type of God. So when he was downloading it in my spirit and pouring into me, I knew where it was coming from, and where it was coming from is what I've been praying throughout this week. So if you guys follow me on Instagram at the Christian Bay _, this past weekend I had a Christmas party, a white elephant party on Saturday. And this weekend, my friend's church also had a women's conference, but I had plans all this weekend, so I wasn't able to go to the women's conference, but she sent me the link to watch it online. So after I did all of my plans this weekend, every night before I went to sleep, I watched the women's conference online. So Sunday was the last day of the women's conference. And on Sunday, what I remember the woman preaching about was us being master manifestors. And she wasn't talking about believing in rocks and stones and all that new age stuff. What she was referring to is how the word says that life or death is in the power of our tongue. And we have the power and the authority to speak things that are not as if they were. So God has given us the ability to be master manifestors. And what she said that stood out to me is she said, your life is a reflection of everything that you've spoken. Your life shows you what you have faith for and what you don't have faith for, because God has put power in your tongue. So when you look around your life, you're looking around at what you have faith for, what you have spoken, what you have manifested, what you have asked God for, and what you have believed. So this morning when I woke up and God was speaking to me about unlimited access to him and there being no restriction when it comes to what he can do, what God was ultimately telling me or reminding me of is that certain things won't be released unless we speak it. Unless we speak these things, unless we take God out of the box that we have him in and remove the restrictions or the limitations and remove the, well, in order to get that, I would need this and these certain requirements have to be met. There's no requirements when it comes to what God wants to do. God can do anything that he wants to do. He owns everything on this earth. Everything that we see is his. He owns it. So if he wants to just give it to you without any restrictions or without any requirements being met, that is what he can do. But when it comes to our life and when it comes to the things that we have access to or the things that we experience, if we trick ourselves into believing that it's something that's limited and it's not something that God can do, then we can't get mad if we don't receive it because you didn't believe it. So after watching a women's conference on Sunday, all this week, I've been praying, God, I want what you want for me. Because what I realized after watching that women's conference is that my thoughts and what I can think of cannot compare to what God has planned for me or what God has in store for me. So if I'm only praying what comes to mind for me, I'm limiting myself and I'm also limiting God to my own knowledge. I'm only limiting God to what I can see or what I feel like is accessible to me. So I had to shift my way of praying and continue to say, God, I want what you want for me. God, I want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I feel like we already know to pray that, but there's also a certain level of prayers where we pray the things that we think we need. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like God is just reminding us today to be intentional, to not close off or cap off our prayers. Don't just pray for what you think you need. Also include, but God, give me what you want for me. God, this is me because the word says, make your requests known to God. So I'm going to make my request known to God. I'm going to lay it down at his feet, but I'm also going to say, but God, at the end of the day, I want what you want for me. I want what you have stored up in heaven for me. So let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because I understand if I only pray what I want, or if I only pray for what I think is best, I am limiting God, because his thoughts and his ways are far beyond my thoughts and my ways. And when it comes to him and what he has access to do, there's no limits. And my mind can't even think on that level because I live in a world that gives me limits and restrictions. So I'm going to think about limits and restrictions. And God is saying, I am a limitless God and the restrictions don't apply to me. So as we continue in this holiday season, I feel like God is just using this episode to serve as a reminder that there is no limits to the access that you have to him. And when it comes to him, there's no restrictions or no box or no cutoff to what he can do. You have to get outside of your head and you have to remember that just because there's only certain things that you can do or certain things that you can think of, that does not apply to God and who he is. So God, I submit and I surrender my prayers and my thoughts to you, and I'll ask you and I'll request for your will to be done, because I can't even think of what you can think of. I was reading the book of Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. It says, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? And this verse is a reminder that in order for us to live according to God's will and in the will that God has for us, we must walk and agree with him. And a part of walking with God is agreeing and accepting the fact that there's no limits to what he can do, that restrictions don't apply to him, that there's no prayer that's too big for him, and there's no problem that's too big for him to solve. So today's seed is the no restriction seed, because I feel like God is using today's episode as a reminder that whatever it is that you're worrying about, or whatever it is that you're carrying, or whatever it is that you're going through in this holiday season, God is saying, I know it's too big for you, and I know there's only but so much that you can do, but when it comes to me, there's unlimited access when it comes to me. There's unlimited access to my presence, and there's unlimited access to my problem solving. There's no problem that's too big for me to move. I will move a mountain up off the ground. I will move it up off the way. I will split the Red Sea. I will do things that are unthinkable. So never think that your problem is too big. Never think that it's too much to ask for. Never think that no, God isn't going to do this for me, because God is saying my presence for you is unlimited. You have unlimited access to my presence. And while you're in my presence, I also want you to understand that I don't have any restrictions. There's no restrictions for what I can do in your life. So once you accept that, and once we both agree on that, then we can walk together and you won't walk in fear, because you understand that when it comes to my father, the restrictions and the rules that apply to me do not apply to him. So as you continue to pray throughout these days, I want you to include in your prayer, God, I want what you want for me. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because I understand when it comes to you, there's no restrictions. I remember one time me and my mom was going on a cruise with my aunt and my uncle. And my aunt and my uncle, they travel a lot. So this was my mom's first time going on a cruise. And I can't remember exactly what it was that my aunt and my uncle was saying was needed for check-in, but whatever it was, my mom had left it at home. And the whole car ride there to the port, my aunt and my uncle's like, oh, you really need this. I don't know what they're going to say when we get here. Like, we might have to ask somebody to bring it to us from your house because they always check this. Every time we go on a cruise, they always check this. And my mom is the type of person, like, she's a worrier. And it's like, girl, and I'm not a worrier at all. I feel like I'm only not a worrier because of my relationship with God. I've been tested so much that, like, it's just like either God gonna fix it or I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Like, that's just be my mindset. So the whole ride there, they're just going, and y'all, those type of people are like my pet peeve. It's just like, if something negative is already going on, don't drag it out. Like, it's already a negative situation. She's already worrying. You don't have to keep dragging it out. Like, okay, we get it. There's a possibility they may turn her around. Let's just be positive until we get there. So I'm just quiet the whole time because I'm just like, we're not turning around. We're just going to have to see what happens when we get there. So if you have ever been on a cruise before, you know, there's a lot of lines you got to go through. You got to stand in long lines during check-in. And the whole time my mom is just worrying. And my mom, she's like, she gets like mouth vomit when she's worrying. So she just keeps talking. She's like pacing. Me, I just stand there quietly because it's above me now. So we're continuing to walk and I'm just like, Mom, we will see when we get there. There's nothing else to do. So we get up to the front where it's time to check in, and y'all, they didn't even check. I think it was like she should have had her birth certificate or something like that to get on the cruise and she forgot it at home or something like that. They didn't even check. Like, when I say the process went so quick, we just showed them our ticket, got on the cruise, and that was it. And like, my aunt and my uncle didn't have anything to say. They was like, oh wow, that went really smooth. And my mom was just like quiet, and I was like, see? And I'm giving you guys this example because even though I'm not saying my aunt and my uncle were incorrect, because that probably is the policy and that probably is the way that it normally goes, but when it comes to God, and what I mean by there's no restrictions, God could have intentionally put that person there that checked us in that did not look for that specific thing because he knew that we were coming up there. So that's what I mean by there's no restrictions. You don't know the way that God is going to move. You don't know the rules that he's going to allow you to bypass or the restrictions that he's going to remove from your process. So you can't let people and what they've been through and what their experience is discourage you, because just because that's how it turned out for you, that does not mean how it's going to turn out for me. So I'll cross that bridge when I get to it, but I'm still going to go to the bridge. I'm not going to not go because I know about the restrictions. I'm not going to not go because this is what the website says the requirements is, because when it comes to my God, there is no restrictions. There is no limits to what he can do. He can cause everybody on this cruise to have to show the birth certificate except you, because that's the type of God that I serve. Imagine if we would have turned around and not went to the cruise and missed the departure because we're worrying about what happened with them, or we're worrying about what the website says and how the process normally looks. But you don't serve a normal God. So you have to take God out of the box and you got to say, God, if you brought me to this, you can get me through this. So that means that when it comes to my process, being that I'm praying to you and I'm living according to your word, I cannot allow restrictions to rob me out of my destiny. So if there is a restriction that's coming my way, I'll handle that when I get to it. But I'm going to keep walking in faith because I know the type of God that I serve. What I've learned on this journey with God is that a lot of times the miracle doesn't happen until you walk up to the mess. You got to go to it. We want to see it sorted out before we get there. Even in the car, thank you God for reminding me of this. Even in the car, my mom was trying to like call the cruise ship to ask an employee if this would be okay, if they would let her, and she couldn't reach anybody on the phone. Because if she would have called and they would have said that, that would have made her feel better as we were en route to the departure. She couldn't get anybody on the phone. And that's how we are sometimes, where it's just like, well, if somebody can tell me that the rules don't apply to me, if somebody can say that it's okay, then I'll feel comfortable taking that step and moving forward. And God is like, no, I just need you to walk and trust in me. I just need you to walk and have faith. I just need you to continue to come towards the mess, because I'm not going to make the miracle happen until you get here. Because when it comes to God, there's no restrictions. And you can sow the no restrictions seed to $ the Christian Bay or PayPal Zelle the Christian Bay at gmail.com. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're encountering, whatever you're going through, God is saying today, walk up to the mess. You want to see the miracle? Walk up to the mess. You want to see the breakthrough? Walk up to the mess. You keep trying to stay home and look at it from a distance to see if God gonna shift it around. And he's saying, let me see your faith in action first. Let me see your faith in action first. And then I'll show you what type of father I am. Because when it comes to me, you have unlimited access to me, and there's no restrictions that can stop me from moving on your behalf. But I need you to walk up to the mess and watch the miracle that I make happen. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to even be in your presence, Father God. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be used as your vessel. Father God, right now I pray over each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. I pray that this word gives them a sense of relief, Father God. I pray that this word eases their mind, Father God. If they're having anxiety, depression, headaches, worry, Father God, I pray that you replace it with joy and peace right now in Jesus' name, Father God. I pray that you remind them that you sit high and you look low, and that the problem that they're currently facing, you already have a solution for it, Father God. I pray that this word pushes them further into your presence and reminds them of your power, reminds them of your authority, but most importantly, reminds them of your love for them, Father God. I pray that they release their burdens to your feet, Father God, and leave it there, not pick it back up, not check on it, Father God, but leaves it there in faith, Father God, because there is no limits to what you can do, and our access to you is unlimited. So we thank you for always being there with open arms. We thank you for always letting us know that you will make a way out of no way. We thank you for using this episode to remind us that there is no restrictions and there is no limits or no rules that you have to follow when it comes to your children, Father God. And just like earthly parents will go above and beyond for their children, you'll go even farther than that for yours, Father God. So today we thank you, Father God. Today we sow into this word. We stand on this word, Father God. We believe in this word, Father God. We call forth this word, Father God. We command this word to come to pass, Father God, because we know that you are not a man that you shall lie. You are not a God that you shall lie, Father God. And if you said it, that is what will be, Father God. So today I pray that you remind them of the promises that you've spoken over their life, and that you ease their worry, that you remove any doubt, and that you let them know that the steps that you have ordered for them are still in place, Father God. All they need to do is seek after you. All they need to do is agree with you. Because with you, all things are possible, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast. Bye.